It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Welcome, I'm your host, John Flavin, and today I would like to share with you a different slant on the marineship area in Sausalito. The Veterans Administration has proposed, and may still be planning, to tear down one of the marineship buildings, the machine shop, and replace it with a modern office building. Opinions differ as to whether this is a good or a bad idea. I want to give you some background and then share with you my thoughts. Sausalito's marineship area was created in response to a burning need for ships to support the Navy in World War II. Imagine the mood of the country in the spring of 1942. Japan had bombed Pearl Harbor just months before. People were shaken, scared, and angry. Remember how you felt the days and weeks after September 11th, 2001. A relatively young nation was being tested again, and the response was monumental. Young men and women were enlisting in the military, and patriotic fever ran strong. Then as now, not all the reactions were positive. The national paranoia resulted in the internment of Japanese Americans, not our finest hour. Let's remember that with respect to our Muslim countrymen. In 1942, the country's industrial might was turning to the war effort, and the Maritime Commission needed ships. On March 2, 1942, the Bechtel Corporation of San Francisco started a search for a suitable location to build warships. Within 24 hours, a tentative plan for a plant on the Sausalito waterfront was submitted, because Sausalito provided both good rail and highway access. Just 10 days later, Bechtel signed a contract to deliver 34 ships by the end of 1943. Sausalito's facility, named Marineship, went on to produce an incredible 93 badly needed ships, with the first ship, the William Richardson, rolling down the ways in late September 1942, less than 200 days after the signing of the Bechtel contract. The last ship, Mission San Francisco, launched shortly after the close of the war in October 1945. Several of the ships constructed at the Marineship survive today in the mothball fleet at Mare Island in Vallejo. One, the USS Jeremiah O'Brien, has been restored and serves as an educational model at the Hyde Street Maritime Museum, as well, on occasion, traveling around the Bay Area. The Marineship was initially composed of 21 buildings, but grew to 30 by the end of the war. One of these buildings was the machine shop, which was constructed in just over 2 months in the summer of 1942. Now that's rolling up your sleeves. The building was used for the machining of components for the ships. The Marineship shipyard achieved a world record when it built the ship, the Huntington Hills, in 33 days. How could a ship be built so quickly? Essentially, the Marineship buildings comprised an assembly line, with a system of large cranes conveying assembled pieces from place to place. Eventually, the components would be assembled into a ship on the ways, and then launched. You can see today the rails upon which these cranes rolled. The machine shop was just one element in this process. One lesser-known fact that may have contributed to the Marineship's record-breaking performance was on the personnel side. Due to the pressing needs for ships and a labor pool reduced by military enlistments, employees were hired at the Marineship without regard to race or gender. All that mattered was, could you do the work? You've heard of Rosie the Riveter. Well, the Marineship had Wanda the Welder. If you go to see the machine shop today, you will see an industrial building in a dilapidated condition. It is not a striking example of architecture, and proponents of its demolition argue it has seen its best days. So should it be saved? California applies four tests when assessing the historical contribution of a building. The most pertinent one to the machine shop is the structure associated with events that have made a significant contribution to the broad patterns of the history or cultural heritage of Sausalito, California, or the United States? That is the question you must answer when you assess whether the machine shop building is historically significant. My answer, yes. D, definitely yes, for the following reasons. When the nation called, the people of Sausalito and the surrounding area rolled up their sleeves and built a shipyard in a matter of months. The war effort was hoping for 34 ships. The Marin ship responded with a badly needed 93. The Marin shipyard was a level playing field for people of all races, gender, and ethnic background, and they formed a team that set records. The machine shop building has earned its place in history. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.